Pennsylvania is one step closer to new rules for the oil and gas industry. This week, the Environmental Quality Board approved a slate of new regulations the Wolf administration says will protect public health and the environment. The drilling boom has led to increased attention from the oil and gas industry into how Pennsylvania writes and enforces environmental regulations. So the industry has hired many former state officials to work and lobby for them. It's often called the revolving door between private industries and the public agencies that oversee them. State Impact Pennsylvania's Marie Cusick has compiled an interactive online archive of nearly 40 people who switched sides like this, sometimes more than once in the last decade. It's called Blurred Lines, and I spoke with her about why she's looking at this phenomenon now.
As a reporter here in Harrisburg, I notice that with the change in administrations, a lot of the people who were perhaps sitting up next to the secretary of the department during budget hearings moved to the back of the room as a lobbyist between the Corbett and the Wolf administrations. And then I've also noticed a lot of the people from the Rendell administration cycled back into the Wolf administration. So you hear about the revolving door a lot, but I just thought this could be an interesting way to showcase it to the public in a visual way, to let them see it. So I included close to 40 people from three administrations, Rendell, Corbett, and Wolf. I just went back in time to the Rendell era because that's sort of when the Marcellus boom took off, and there's been a lot of engagement from both the energy industry and environmental groups around that issue.
I enjoyed perusing it and clicking on the dates, and it's kind of almost like Tetris. It's kind of satisfying to see that. To see the boxes move from side to side, but you can also click on the person's face and sort of get a closer view of what their experience is.
Right, and I have to give credit for our very talented graphics guy here at WITF, Tom Downing. He did a great job creating that design. And yeah, I hadn't heard Tetris, but I think it sort of looks like a little square dance as you click down the years of the movements.
And there are some names here that a lot of Pennsylvanians will recognize. Former Governor Rendell himself, who's a Democrat. Katie McGinty, who is running for U.S. Senate at the moment. So why did you focus in on the individuals that you chose?
To some extent, it was arbitrary. I tried to pick high-level people from those three administrations. So I looked at people who were in the governor's office. I looked at people who were secretaries of agencies or deputy secretaries. I looked at oil and gas lobbyists to see if they had a government background. And I really did feel like while I was doing the research that I could do this all day long if I wanted to. There's so much back and forth. There's a lot of back and forth between, you know, rank and file people too that I didn't even get into. But I really view it as a living document that I'd hope to add to. I hope to track these people through their careers. I put my email address in the about section. So I'm hoping people will contact me if they think there's somebody that I've missed or if there's an update that needs to be made. My plan is to just keep an eye on these people, continue to update it and add to it.
Why did you decide to call your project Blurred Lines?
Well, I have to admit, I was somewhat inspired by that Robin Thicke song, Blurred Lines, that was popular a few summers ago. Just for the record, I'm not a fan of the song. The revolving door is the common term you hear. But what I saw is not everybody in here went through a revolution that they went in and out and back again. Some people just went one direction or the other. And what I realized was that when you get up close, the lines are blurry. When you think about government versus business versus lobbying and environmental groups, sometimes people think there's a sharp distinction between those, but there really isn't. And when you look at people, whether there's Democrat or Republican, there's a lot of intermingling between whether they advocate for the business community or environmental groups. I think sometimes from far away, it can look like there's these clear lines and clear distinction, but up close, it gets a lot blurrier.
Is there a code of ethics for what you can and can't do after you leave the government?
Yeah, our state ethics law basically bars you from lobbying the government body you are associated with for 1 year after you leave. But it has kind of a loophole because what government reform groups would like to see is they'd like to see that strengthened. Because, for example, you can work in the governor's office, which, let's face it, you have a great deal of influence in the governor's office. And that means when you leave for 1 year, you cannot lobby the governor's office. But of course, you can lobby the legislature, you can lobby all sorts of other people. Or if you worked in the state House, you can't lobby the House, but you could lobby the Senate or the governor's office. So what government reform groups would like to see is they'd like a 2-year buffer, and they'd like that sort of sphere of influence that you had to be widened so that it's not just the government body you're affiliated with.
Have you found or reported on any policies or decisions in Pennsylvania that favor industry and might have resulted from these blurred lines between the public and private sector?
That's not exactly what I was doing here. I was just trying to showcase the movements in a visual way. But I would like to dig into some of these resumes, because what I did notice at looking through these companies and businesses that people are affiliated with, some of them have gotten sizable state grants, which doesn't necessarily prove anything. But I think you do have to be careful when you're a public official and you're have influence over how public money is spent, that, you know, I think the public deserves to have confidence that you're acting in the public interest and you're not just helping yourself when thinking about the next job you might get or helping your friends or business associates. So I do plan to dig into that more. But for now, you know, I'm not accusing anyone here of any specific ethical violations, but I, you know, just wanted to kind of give people a flavor for what's happening.
Have you noticed any other trends in your reporting or as you were putting this together?
I think it's worth pointing out that a lot of times the Corbett administration got criticized for being sort of too close to the gas industry, but it's really worth remembering that it was the Rendell administration that welcomed the industry into the state and touted its economic benefits and leased out hundreds of thousands of acres of public land for drilling, which proved to be quite an unpopular move, and that many of the people who are in the Rendell administration are back in the Wolf administration.
Marie Cusick is with State Impact Pennsylvania, which reports on the Commonwealth's energy economy. A link to their Blurred Lines project is at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple. This is the Allegheny Front.